This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. U.S. and Canadian scientists say less sea ice in the Arctic has meant more precipitation. Dartmouth College researcher Ben Kopeck says 20 years of precipitation data at sites in the Canadian Arctic and the Greenland Sea show that when sea ice decreases by about 38,000 square miles, the percentage of local sourced moisture increased by 18% in the Canadian Arctic. More than 100 people turned out last week for a ribbon cutting at a community health center in Sutton. That's a town on the Glen Highway, 60 miles northeast of Anchorage. The center will serve residents from Palmer to Eureka. And although the Indian Health Service contributed funding and the Chickaloon Native Village Council manages the center, it will be open to natives and non-natives alike. The new facility is named the Atna Witana Ni Dinia Din, or Atna Chickaloon People Gathering Place. Chickaloon Traditional Chief and Chair of the Tribal Council, Gary Harrison, says the center is the result of unity, determination, and many years of effort. He says the idea for a health center was launched by elders, including some such as Katie Wade, who didn't live to see their dream of a local health facility realized.
I want to especially remember my Aunt Katie. She was inspiration a long time ago on this. And I also want to recognize my Aunt Helen. And I want to recognize that both their daughters are here to see this today.
Throughout the presentations, speakers mentioned the help and guidance of aunts, uncles, grandparents, brothers, cousins, parents, and sisters. President and CEO of Cook Inlet Tribal Council, Gloria O'Neill, says the building reflects those strong ties.
When I think about what this represents, this healing place, and this in beautiful location, it's truly the embodiment of who we are as a tribal people, that we need one another to not only survive but to thrive, that we're interdependent, and that we truly are more than just friends, we're family.
Lisa Wade is a Chickaloon Village Traditional Council member and the tribe's Director of Health, Education, and Social Services. She says the building has open spaces indoors and out for community gatherings. It also includes several features that local residents asked for, such as a gym, locker room, and showers, as well as several exam rooms, a telepharmacy, radiology services, a room for minor procedures, and more.
A larger clinic downstairs. We have a wellness center. I think it's about 1,500 square feet. And then upstairs we have the health social services offices. So all of our elders programs, our behavioral health aides, and our advocates that we have working for us will be located upstairs.
Health services provider South Central Foundation was a partner with the tribe in the planning, design, and construction of the center, which is about four times the size of the existing tribal clinic. SCF family physician and medical director Dr. Doug Eby says the building was also designed with both disease prevention and medical care in mind.
What you're sitting in is a wellness center connected to a clinic, connected to a community health organization, and that's incredible. And the message this attitude brings to all of us about bringing all of that together, mind, body, spirit, wellness, illness, medical, and community health and well-being. It's just a fabulous, fabulous model.
Lisa Wade says the center's most important feature is its location. It's a 40-minute drive to the next medical facility. She says having the center in Sutton will save lives, citing the case of a child who was brought to their existing clinic with a high fever and seizures.
If it weren't for having that clinic there, the doctors at the emergency room after he was transferred over thought that he probably would have had permanent brain damage, if not passed away, because of the ability for us to provide oxygen and care and manage his seizures. He's still alive today.
The health center will be open to patients beginning in January. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.